It is a Monday morning. It is time to talk sport as part of the Community Armchair. Will joins us as always. Morning, Will. How are you going?
I'm going good, Danny. How was your weekend?
Not too bad at all. Yourself?
Yeah, I had a very good weekend. Very, very good weekend. I actually watched a good friend of mine, Gus, play for the Sutherland Sharks youth team against the Sydney Comets, and they ended up winning the game.
Nice one, Gus. How many did he go? How many points?
Yeah, he was very...
20-10-10 game?
I told him on the sideline, hey, you got to take over now, and he did. He hit a huge three into a timeout, and he just celebrated with us. I was like, what did I tell you?
There we go. See, this is why you're the super coach, Will. NRL Round 21 was one filled with upsets and... ref discussions, and you're back to cover it with the Fast Four.
Absolutely, Danny. One of those topics I love talking about, the other not so much, but we got to address it.
We'll start with the not so much, shall we? Because first on the Fast Four, the Melbourne Storm defeat your beloved Sydney Roosters 34-30.
Yeah, a game which was very back and forth in every way, including the stat sheet. Both teams didn't want to let it go, and it took someone to step up and drag a win out of it, and that someone was Melbourne Storm captain Harry Grant. When I saw him copying criticism for a poor State of Origin game one performance, I thought to myself the simple adage of, you never keep the great ones down for long. And that's exactly true in this case. Even after losing Jerome Hughes in the middle of the game, Grant took this game by the scruff of the neck and dragged the Storm to victory. In all 80 minutes, Harry Grant lodged a try, 2 try assists, a line break, and 40 tackles. Just a pure captain's knock. As for my Roosters, these past two losses make their finals hopes dimmer as the weeks go by. The run home for East looks perilous, with trap games and top opponents galore. While the Storm continue their road trip to face the Eels on Thursday night, my Chooks travel to Brookvale to face the Sea Eagles on Saturday night.
And speaking of the Eels, you can hear the yells and the Brisbane wind. The Parramatta Eels just edge out the Broncos 22-20.
Unfortunately, the conversation out of this game isn't how a healthy Eels side stepped up and hung tough against the quality Broncos side. It's about that final offside call. Ooh. Let's get something absolutely clear. Walsh was offside, and so was Tedesco against the Storm. That try involving Tedesco shouldn't have stood, nor should have this one. Two things can be true at the same time. The simple fact is that that offside call personified Reese Walsh's night. He's a star, but the errors didn't help matters for the Broncos and kept the Eels in the contest. To be fair, untimely errors from the whole Broncos side didn't help. In close games, it comes down to who can make the least errors, and the Broncos made costly mistakes, killing their own momentum and allowing Parra to regroup. It's a tough loss, but considering the Broncos' form as of late, they should be okay to right the ship. They'll host the Rabbitohs at home under Friday Night Lights, while the Eels host the Melbourne Storm on Thursday night.
Props to you for somehow inserting James Tedesco in a discussion about Parramatta Eels and Brisbane.
Well,
Broncos.
That's been the discussion, because both offside calls. So the Tedesco try, it wasn't his try, but he was involved in the play. Yeah. That was given as a try even after it went to the bunker, and the Walsh try was disallowed. So there, people have been saying, oh, there's a double standard there. Yes, indeed. Both of them shouldn't have stood.
There are double standards everywhere, though.
Yeah,
we don't need to talk about me and my modelling career. Another upset, though, is third on the Fast Four. The Titans defeat the Aotearoa Warriors 24-16.
Yeah, partido a partido is a phrase that's become synonymous with legendary Atletico Madrid manager Diego Simeone. It means game by game. Focus on beating the next team no matter who it is. Maybe the Warriors could learn something from this mentality. This is the kind of game that keeps Warriors fans from fully embracing this side. After a game winner the previous week, you get outplayed and outgunned by the Titans, being run all over your home turf by 35-year-old Kieran Foran.
Oh, come on. That's ageist.
Yeah, emblematic of the Waz struggles was Dellen Watene-Zalesniak, who has had a consistent habit of jamming in on the wing and getting torched with an inch-perfect try assist. DWZ didn't help matters by getting himself sin-binned for a professional foul. Just one of those frustrating games which could have seen the Waz challenge Melbourne for the third seed with a big win for the Titans, though, in their development as a franchise. One that could see Des Hasler's job safe for now. Warriors stay home to host the Redcliffe Dolphins on Friday evening, while the Titans host a rolling Panthers side on Saturday afternoon.
You got a bit of dizzy in your voice at the moment, pal.
I do.
Fourth on the Fast Four, still perfect in the NRLW. Sydney Roosters defeat the Canterbury Bulldogs 42-22.
Make that four victories and not a loss yet for the reigning defending NRLW Premiers. The star talent came out in full force for this one for the Roosters. Rima Butler was an absolute machine through the middle of the field for the Tricolors, backed up by Isabel Kelly on her outside. The two carved up the rigid Bulldogs defense, built from excellently crafted backline plays. The expansion Dogs showed some grit to cut the massive lead down, especially a pair of tries on debut for Elizabeth McGregor, but the experience and consistency of the Roosters' attack was just too much for the Dogs in the end. The Bulldogs aren't too far outside of the top six when they head to Newcastle for Magic Round to face the Gold Coast Titans, while the Roosters take on the West Tigers on Magic Round as well.
And now switching over to the Women's Euros Finals, just happened this morning, a rematch of the 2023 Women's World Cup Final between England and Spain, and this time England gets payback by repeating as Euro champions on penalties.
The Lionesses, once again this tournament, found a way to make another comeback to come up with a result in the end. After goals from Mariona Caldenti and Alessia Russo that had this final locked at 1-1, Spain had plenty of chances to really put England on the back foot. 22 total shots, but just 5 on target. Spain needed to be more clinical. Not being so was costly in regulation and extra time. So we went to penalties, where England goalkeeper Hannah Hampton made 2 massive saves against Spanish penalties, one of which was a save on Spanish superstar Atiana Bonmati, with who else but England's rising star Chloe Kelly scoring the winning penalty. And shout out to her for the post-game quote, where she said, "Thank you to all those who wrote me off." the Lionesses have really come into their own this tournament, with stars like Michelle Agyemang and Chloe Kelly developing, and a new generation of Lionesses coming into the fold. They're eyeing the 2027 World Cup for true revenge. They'll want that world title.
Thank you so much, Will, for joining us for this week's edition of The Community Armchair.
Thank you for having me.